In vain Martin stormed and cursed. In vain, with his own hand, he struck more than one of his soldiers dead. He was swept along with the panic-stricken band, and when, shouting and gnashing his teeth with frenzy, he reached the key at last, he saw at a glance why his great enterprise had failed. The few empty barges of his own party were moored at the steps. The rest were half a mile off, contending hopelessly against the swollen and rapid Vaal. Skenk, desperately wounded, was left almost alone upon the wharf, for his routed followers had plunged helter-skelter into the boats, several of which, overladen in the panic, sank at once, leaving the soldiers to drown or struggle with the waves. The game was lost. Nothing was left the freebooter but retreat. Reluctantly turning his back on his enemies, now in full cry, close behind him, Skenk sprang into the last remaining boat, just pushing from the quay. Already overladen, it foundered with his additional weight, and Martin Skenk, encumbered with his heavy armor, sank at once to the bottom of the Vaal. Some of the fugitives succeeded in swimming down the stream, and were picked up by their comrades in the barges below the town, and so made their escape. Many were drowned with their captain. A few days afterward, the inhabitants of Nimwegen fished up the body of the famous partisan. He was easily recognized by his armor, and by his truculent face, still wearing the scowl with which he had last rebuked his followers.